Hello, everyone. This is a message of hope and healing, and it's Barb. And I'm here with you today to just let you know how much God loves you. That's what I'm called to do. It's like I have this burning secret, and it's not something I want to hold on to. It's something I want to share with you, because through my experiences, I have seen God's miracles. I have witnessed God's love and mercy. And I am now so deeply convicted that it is my privilege to share that comfort with you. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to tell you a little bit today about my grandson, Lincoln. I have 6 grandchildren. Lincoln is the second oldest grandchild of my son, David, and his wife, Kelsey. Lincoln is a beautiful 10-year-old boy. And by beautiful, I mean, yes, he's handsome. He has got a gorgeous smile and blonde hair, blue-eyed, and just an exuberance for life. But what makes Lincoln beautiful is what's on the inside. He has a heart that is filled with empathy and compassion. And so a few months ago, Lincoln was playing football and he was just getting ready to score a touchdown, you guys. He was right near the end zone and he was pulled down from behind. He twisted his foot. It just went in an awkward way and Lincoln was injured at that point. I want to tell you a little bit about Lincoln's journey and see if there's anything for anyone of you and for me in his story. So the first thing I noticed when Lincoln was injured and in pain and feeling so vulnerable was that the help came. He looked up and his help was there. Amen. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Don't fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Lincoln was helped. He looked up. His help was there. Do you know where to look for your help? When you are down and you are hurting, where do you look? I promise you, God is there, real and close, and ask for your help. That's what we're called to do. Lincoln looked and his help was there. He was carried from the field and then he was given to one that God has placed for Lincoln in this life, and that was his mom. His mom was there and she began to minister to him. They sat Lincoln in her chair. She sat on the ground. She put his leg in her lap and she began to ice his ankle. Lincoln was down, but that is not the end of the story, right? Do we all get down? Yes. Are we all hurt? Yes. It's not the falling down that makes us a failure. It's the staying down that does. It says, "For though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again." Lincoln had a hard time. He was hurt, but what happened is he knew where his help was. They knew to take Lincoln straight from where he was hurt to the one who would help him, to the one who would minister to him. They didn't go around the block. They didn't run around the field, scurrying around looking. They looked, and there was the one to receive Lincoln in his moment of need. Know where your help is, and know that falling down, being hurt, isn't the end of the story. Amen. What I noticed next was just equally as powerful. And that was he was surrounded pretty quickly by teammates. I kind of lost sight of his mom because all the boys just surrounded him, patting him on the back, bending over, whispering words of encouragement. He was helped again by those that God has placed in his path and who came to him in his moment of need. Lincoln was down, but he wasn't out. And he wasn't without help. Think of where you are. Think of being maybe in just horrible pain, emotional, physical, whatever it is for you. Those that God is sending to you in this time, those are God being manifested in physical form for you. It says, I am assured of this, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's Psalm 27:13. Amen. Lincoln was able to see in person the help that was being given. Now, again, not the end of the journey at all. Lincoln has had a hard road, and it was ahead. He has had to have a cast. He had to have the diagnosis of that the injury was severe. He has had to wear that cast and then went to a walking boot and now is to putting weight on this leg and into physical therapy. In a way, it is exactly what I read in Philippians 3:13, forgetting what's behind and straining toward what is ahead. Lincoln has been down, and now he is rising up, and he is meeting the challenge. It says, I've read this where it says that success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life, but more by the obstacles which he has overcome while trying to succeed. Amen. It's a journey. We're on a journey. You may not be to the place that you desire to be in this moment here on earth, but the journey that you are on to get there is the measure by which you are having any sort of success in your relationship, with God. It's not measured so much by a particular position that you've reached in life, but by overcoming these obstacles, these barrels or whatever in your path. That's what Lincoln came across. But did it become something that kept him down, or did he use that as a ramp to lift him up, further? Amen. First came the diagnosis, the cast, the walking boot, the different ways he had to maneuver to just do his daily life. How do you do that? How do you get up the stairs to bed? How do you go to school? How do you navigate your daily life? What Lincoln had was an obstacle. What he did not have was a failure. It's not falling down that makes you a failure in any way. Staying down. It says, for though a righteous man falls 7 times, he rises again. Amen. Proverbs 24:16. Lincoln is rising again. Not just to the occasion, not just to the obstacle, but rising above where God is placing him to have real growth as a result of a very tough time. I see him meeting this challenge, and it is heartwarming. You guys, He is in physical therapy now. And when they measured around his two calves and his legs, the one that was being used the whole time that he couldn't use the other is an inch larger now. Is that something? An inch? The leg that was being used, that was being supporting him, that was being depended on to do more than its fair share, has grown, and the other has shrunk because it didn't have use. It wasn't worked. And I think that also, too, if I can share with you to think about your relationship with Jesus Christ, that is where the growth is, through putting in the work, through accepting and embracing this time that you are in right now, and through doing the work that will bring about the growth in you and in the closeness of your relationship with Christ. What is the work to be done? Studying God's word, finding in scripture what God has to offer us. Amen. Having that daily conversation, communing with God, being in prayer, listening and learning. Lincoln's finding out a lot about himself, but what about us? What about each one of you? Are we growing through our obstacles, through our adversity? Are we growing with our relationship with Jesus Christ? Or are we staying down? Are we saying we're beat down and we just cannot rise up? Lincoln was hurt. He could have given up. But instead, he is learning what it is to persevere. He is forgetting what is behind, and he is straining toward what is ahead. Amen. That's Philippians 3:13. And for we will reap what we sow. That's Galatians 6:7. Pardon me. For growth, we need to use our spiritual muscles, you guys. We need to be in touch. We need to pray for those in need. And we need to act with the comfort and the mercy and the love that God is calling on us to share with those who need us. For those he places in your path today, to see a way that a person would not see it be of this world, where you would act in a way that they would go, whoa, that is not what I expected. But it is what God is calling us to do. They'll see it. They'll see it in your actions. They will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. So what are we saying today? We're saying that we're all going to get hit. We're going to get knocked down. That's what happened to Lincoln. But the staying down was not what God had for him. Never, not at all. And he's putting in the work, you guys. And he's seeing what is ahead. May we today see that same light. May we open our eyes and see the merciful and loving gift of our Father in his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's say a prayer together today, can we? Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for the struggles that we, with your help, with your loving arms, can be lifted, can rise above, and can learn and grow in the depth of the love that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.